Are you ready?
Message to all the haters out there. If you don't like what I do, but you watch everything I'm doing, you're still a fan.
That was dope. Hey, look. Yeah, that was dope. Look, first of all, before we even get started, that the mashup, the Roddy Rich, and who was that on the song?
Jelly Roll.
Oh, that's dope. I like that. I might have to share that to the Hog HQ playlist that we made up. Yeah. I got to get that on there. So anyhow, once again, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's another episode 49 it is. And as always, tell a friend that we are back again with another episode of Hog HQ Live, brought to you by the Hog Talk Podcast and Premium Supply. All right, before we get going, let me jump into these comments. Put it on the screen. I got you, Brad. Are you guys going to be late? I think so. We'll pick to it. Tell a friend. Thank you, Brad, for holding us accountable. And you're not alone this time. Shannon, tell a friend that the show is late.
Again.
Sorry, guys. Some things had to get hashed out before we got on air. But we appreciate you guys for holding us accountable and being here on time to check us out on a Sunday night. So we definitely appreciate you guys. Adam and his petty... Petty Air Force. I like that. Do you guys see Kane Archer's regular season stats? No. Adam, can you put that on the screen for us, please?
I don't have those are just at every beck and call. I know he threw
Not you, sir. Like, the person that put the comment name is Adam as well. You're not the only Adam in the world. It's a common name these days.
I know his like incompletions and intercept something was just he had 44 touchdowns and like 44 incompletions all season.
Damn.
Wow.
Something like that.
Facebook user. So that means why does it still say Facebook user?
They haven't gone to allow the permissions to show their stuff to StreamYard.
So I didn't get your name, but Facebook user, you guys then came in with the movie theater intro. Yeah, shout out to Adam for that, man.
Got 30 more.
Yeah, every week is something new. And when I tell you, as much as you guys sit and watch, we watch. Me and Hart watch. Before I continue, this is Adam. And this is Hart. And I'm DP. So make sure I got to get that intro in there. Shout out, Brad. I knew you was in the military because you're sticking for time. And I can appreciate that. But Veterans Weekend, Air Force is very fitting. Absolutely. So can we say Happy Veterans Day? Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. Yeah. Who have served this country and protected our peace and our safety. So we definitely appreciate all the veterans out there. Shout out to the vets who's watching. Drop a heart in the comment for that. Like I say, if you're down for veterans, supporting veterans, make sure to drop a like in the comment. Y'all out of control. Facebook user, it says Facebook user today. That means you got to give them permission because I can't see your name. So either way, y'all out of control. Yeah, we are a little bit.
Always.
Control chaos, as they call it. Delay a game, offense. There will be no 5-minute runoff. Yeah.
Anybody see the false start or whatever in the NFL Germany game that Hockey Lee like said it in German?
No.
Yeah, when he went to the mic to say what the penalty was or whatever, he said it in German, and then he flexed afterwards. Because even the brother still flexes like the other brother that retired. Ed's brother.
Yeah.
50K, Hart. RMS says hi.
Hey, what's up, RMS?
That's what's up. All right, look, we're going to get into it. I feel like I'm missing something. But before we
got
to
pay bills.
Got to do it. Run it.
BetOnline is the world's most trusted betting platform and your number one source for everything sports betting. Every stat, matchup, breakdown, and even live odds and spreads to bet on during games. With the largest catalog of odds on everything from football, MLB playoffs, NHL, NBA, to political props. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action with America's most trusted site for online wagering. BetOnline. The game starts here.
All right. You okay over there?
Well, you know, like I won the god-awful Cowboys helmet the other day.
Right.
So I did another card break and won that one, and it got me into another helmet break that they're about to pull right now. So we'll see how excited I get.
Gotcha, if you want to go ahead
and read Kane Archer's stats.
All right, so Kane Archer stats, 23-0 as a varsity starter, 10-0 this season, 189 of 233 passing, has an efficiency of 8-11, 28-70 on the passing, 44 touchdowns, one interception, 55 carries for 583 rushing yards, 5 TDs on rushing, 49 total touchdowns. Most of these stats are first-half stats because they blow people out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, it'd be amazing to see if this young man ends up on the on campus at Arkansas. And once again, we don't know what that looks like as far as who's going to be in place, what the recruiting class looks like, et cetera, et cetera. But it is what it is. It would be dope to have him on campus. Thank you, vets, both current and previous. Shannon, thank you for that comment. Once again, shout out to Justin Nunn. So it's Justin Nunn that said, AKA Facebook user. So Justin, we used to see your name on the screen. I don't know what's going on. What's happening, fellas? It says Facebook user. I wish I could call your name, but it doesn't see it. It doesn't show because you haven't gave them permission to put your name on the screen. USC or Arkansas for Kane. I ain't mad at it. You see, they dropped the quarterback. What's his name? Not Morris. What's his name? The quarterback for USC. Morris.
I don't think people.
Yeah, he was good for the first game. I think when they beat LSU, other than that, people's looking like, wow, this guy's great. And then he got benched. So Kane Archer would have an opportunity to go play wherever he decides to go. So we'll see how that works. But let's get into what's on the screen, guys. SEC roundup. Boom. Week 11 scores. My apologies. So we got UGA. UGA got drove, and I lost. Are you smirking because I lost on the hog pick'em and picked Georgia?
We all did, so it didn't really hurt.
As long as you lost, I'm okay with
that. Texas Tech game is the one that screwed me.
Gotcha. Ole Miss, doing what they did against Arkansas, doing it to Georgia. And I thought about this as I was watching this particular game. I got to go back to what we said preseason about some of these teams. I made the comment that Arkansas will go undefeated in the state of Mississippi. Mississippi State and Ole Miss, it's one for one, beating Mississippi State, losing to Ole Miss. But we also made a comment about Lane Kiffin and Monty Kiffin passing away before the season, and how Lane Kiffin had a different type of energy and motivation to go through the week, go through the schedule this year. So I got to keep that in mind. Ole Miss is doing what they need to do in order to get these wins. Georgia is just inconsistent week to week. And once again, Ole Miss showed who they were and put it on them. So it was what it was. Carson Beck looked like trash for the past 3 weeks. So I don't know what that is, but Ole Miss is doing what they need to do. Texas, 49, Florida, 17. They put it on them. And the thing about that game that I watched, I was okay because I think we all know the outcome. The problem is y'all got up so high as in Texas. You put your backup in there. You got all this rest. You put all these plays in just to get ready for Arkansas. That's the part I don't like. So I want you guys to get real comfortable as Texas fans and feel like, oh, we can just breeze through Arkansas. Maybe Arkansas will bring it at home, which we don't do well. But maybe we can bring it and give Texas some competition and see if we can win that game and steal one back. Tennessee winning 33-14 over Mississippi State. Was what it was. Watching Tennessee, besides the Arkansas game, they just don't look like a complete team.
And they moved up to number 4 in the EAP poll.
And they only lost one game?
To us, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Anybody can win on a Saturday. Yeah. Alabama and LSU. I definitely watched this game. Mm-hmm. Alabama went back to what they do best. Let Jalen Milroe run the ball. He's not a top 5 quarterback going to the NFL, but he is an elite athlete. So let him use his legs and be strategic with the game plan. Let that man run the ball. Like I said, LSU, I knew because we got a guy at work that's an Alabama fan. I said, if y'all can put pressure on Dustmeyer, y'all can win that game. And that's exactly what they did. Flushed him out the pocket the whole game. So that's definitely how they end up doing that. And it's interesting because Alabama has to look like the old Alabama. We know it's not the same without Nick Saban. But it's interesting to see how we're going to look down the line in regards to the 12-team playoff. And LSU is just out of it at this point. So Brian Kelly's a fraud. It was what it was. He was who we thought it was. Missouri and OU. This game was slow. This game was really slow. And
end the way it ended.
Yeah. Missouri finding a way to win again. And OU is just, I don't know. I guess we used to see OU in a different light. And they're no longer that team coming to the SEC. You had a comment on that, Matt? Adam?
Yeah. Because, I said this on Hog Talk, but just being here in Fort Smith, on the border and being around OU fans all the time, a lot of them still are in this weird mindset that they think that they would have the same result of a season if they were still in the Big 12. They're not giving any credit to the SEC schedule or being in the SEC. They're downplaying all that. They're just solely, blaming it all on just an inept team or inept coaching staff. I just look at it, we're in this day and age, and I think Arkansas fans need to think like this a little bit too. And you don't have to if you don't want to. I get it, but I don't feel like we're in this stage that you can wait 5 to 7 years to turn your team around to build a program. With the transfer portal, you've got about 2 to 3 years to do it.
Yeah.
And I think OU's looking at, they went, 6-7, I think, Venable's first season. Here they are year 3, and they're sitting at 5-5 or what does it say? Yeah, 5-5, 1-5 in the SEC. I think that they're going to be calling to possibly move on from him in a year. But one weird thing, I was looking at their coaching staff, which, I know they fired their offensive coordinator a week or two ago. and I know Arkansas has this too with the co-defensive coordinator, but their offense and defense, they have like a defensive coordinator and then two co-defensive coordinators. Their offense, they fired their offensive coordinator and they have two co-offensive coordinators. So essentially you had six guys that you're putting in this top position because you can't pick one. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe that's a way to get more people on staff and then just give them a title and hope that it plays out. Yeah, something like that. Real quick, I want to go into this. Comment on the screen. Just a nun, right? So, Justin, if you comment going forward, just put JN. I know it's going to be you. And let me go to this one. That's Jay Johnson. So, JJ and JN.
I don't know if they changed their permissions or what, but on the con, it should give you a spot somewhere where you're able to, like, or hell, while we're sitting here talking, I'll go put the link into the comments to give them permissions.
Gotcha. What's happening, fellas? Hey, how you doing? We don't know who you are. You say Facebook user. We just commented on that. Somewhere Logan is in these comments. I got to believe that, though. Once again, hey, Miss Armstrong. Hey. So, hey, y'all, have a great week and happy Veterans Day. Awesome, 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 awesome. Okay, Jay is back on. Let's say Jay. He said he switched to YouTube. New to you.
New to?
That part, yeah. Switch to YouTube. Not sure what the deal with Facebook. Gotcha.
Well, so I just posted. Hey, let's see if I have permissions. I don't even have permissions. What kind of nonsense is this?
Nonsense. Brad says, glad to see Bama with some LSU ass. Hate the Tiger so much. Real quick, did anybody see the, before I go back into the last one, did anybody see Pat McAfee?
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
And then I seen another one where he talked to the coach, Brian Kelly, was like, hey, coach, what are they saying? He was like, when I say, hey, oh, and then the whole crowd went bananas and repeated, you know, the rest of the phrase. That was dope. I like that. I definitely like that. I'm going to get back into this score and then we'll get back into these comments. South Carolina, got to respect South Carolina. They're coming on at the right time. Got a lot of respect for Shane Beamer for what he's doing. I don't know if you've seen the clip the other week. Who did they beat last week? That was a big game. They beat somebody that was top.
Kentucky.
No, it was a real game.
Didn't Kentucky beat them?
Probably, but they played.
That was a progress game. No.
Bama, Georgia, Tennessee. They beat a top five, top 10 team. Forgot who it was. Who was that?
I
feel like they only scored like 3 points or something, whoever it was last week. They didn't score on them.
No, South Carolina won the game, and they rushed the field. I cannot remember what game.
Texas A&M.
There you go. Thank you,
sir.
Oh,
they blew them out, yeah.
There you go. So if you didn't see it, it was a clip online. It was a post-game locker room speech to the players. And he said, hey, guys. And he did this whole little thing. We brought everybody around. He was talking them up, whatever. And he said, hey, guys, I told my daughter that if we won this game, I would do something special for my wife. So he said, I'm going to need you guys' help on it. And you can find this at some point, Adam. But he did this thing where he sang When I See You by Fantasia. He was singing in the locker room. All the players were singing it. And he brought his wife up front and kind of serenaded her. I think that was really dope as a coach to see a man, how he treats his wife. And that's what you want when you send a young man to a school to be around somebody who respects women, who, you know, saying shows you how to be a man, not only how to be a man and a great football player, but how to be a husband. I think that's a great attribute. And those are the type of things that go viral that make kids be like, you know what? I think I want to check that out. Or their parents really on board and say, I think y'all want you to be at this particular institute with this type of coach. Shannon says the LSU schedule Bama for homecoming. Hey, who knows? yeah, that's crazy. You can go ahead and run the what you call when you get time. There you go. SEC standings. Tennessee is number one in the SEC.
Yeah.
And just to look at this, guys, and to understand that the only loss they have is against Arkansas is diabolical. it's just, you can't make sense of it. But of course, Arkansas on the back end at number 11, and Vanderbilt is above us. That's interesting. Not having the East and West is really shaking up the SEC. Of course, mm-hmm. another year, the transfer portal. It's definitely been amazing, the NIL. A&M at number 2, Texas, UGA, Ole Miss, Alabama, Missouri, LSU. Quick question. The 12-team playoff, I know on Tuesday they do another rendition of the show for the update for the week. How many teams do you think could be in the SEC, from the SEC, could be in a 12-team playoff?
I think there was 4 last time.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're still going to sit around that.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking to see Tennessee was in it. I think you're essentially still, I mean, you're kind of still looking at those top 4 teams in the SEC.
Gotcha. And at some point, I think they, one of the things they talked about, they considered was the games you lost and how you lost them.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, I think Ole Miss will jump UGA in that regard if they continue to win out. So that'll be interesting either way. All right, we are done with SEC standings. Anything you guys got?
Let me find our overlay first. No, I mean, it's one of those that I'm not saying I've given up, but I mean, we're ahead of where I thought we would be. So, yeah. You know, at this point, I don't have a bunch of high expectations for this weekend, which we're about to get into. But, you know, it's one of those that I'm just kind of numb when it comes to the football.
Yeah. Yeah. Real quick, Brad, freaking Missouri scores 2 touchdowns, 30-some seconds to win the game. Yeah. This guy just finds a way. He finds a way. He finds a way. I don't know what that is.
That's the link that's not working.
Oh, okay.
To grant permissions.
Gotcha. We'll get to it. All right. Anyhow, we're going to go straight into the Texas preview. Or you got anything you need to show us real quick?
Let's take a quick break and talk about something just as important as Arkansas game day, your home. Our friends over at Premium Supply are more than just siding. They've got everything you need to make your house look as sharp as a fresh pair of game day cleats. We're talking siding, soffit, columns, windows, doors, vents, decking. You name it. Whether you're building a whole new home or just giving it a little extra TLC, they've got you covered. And with locations in Conway, North Little Rock, Russellville, and Jonesboro, there's always a Premium Supply nearby. So if you're looking for premium products with premium customer service, head on over to PremiumSidingSupply.com. Premium Supply, where we treat each of our customers like one of the family.
Shout out to Premium Supply for being a sponsor for the show. We definitely appreciate them and all the work that they do. Just a nun. The test is not. Yeah, it
didn't work for me either. So it's something with Facebook and StreamYard jacking up.
Gotcha. All right, boom. Let's get straight into this Texas preview. So you've seen what Texas did this past week. They put a drumming on them boys, put in the backups, let them get some reps in as well, probably burn some guys' red shirts, etc. But it looks like they were running on all cylinders in regards to their offense and defense, not bearing the opponent that they played. But Arkansas week to week, we don't know which Arkansas we're going to see on the field. So that's going to be key this week coming up. Quinn Ewers doing what he does. And Taylen Green should be a little bit more healthy. Hopefully Jaquan and Jackson will be a little bit healthy. I don't know if it's going to be a hard news, but looking at the stats from Arkansas, Texas, this is last year's, right?
No, this is comparison right now in this season.
Oh.
Yeah. This is where they compare nationally.
Damn. Yards per game allowed?
That's what we're going to have to worry about is yards allowed. They are 2nd. And then there's another one. Points allowed. They're 4th. Mm-hmm. So essentially you're getting into turnover differential and then can we run on them and score on them?
Gotcha. It's going to be interesting this week. Hopefully Braylon Russell is back in the mix. We can continue the running back rotation. Taylen Green had another week to look at film. And the offensive line has got more time to gel, dissect. And Coach Pitt has worked with those guys to make sure they're on par with what they're going to face on the defensive line for Texas. Everybody knows this is a big game, all-time rivalry type situation. Last time we played them at home, it was a great game. Arkansas came out with the victory. I'm not giving up on Arkansas winning this game because every week we look at these college games and we just never know. Like, it's certain teams we feel like they're supposed to win. And Justin, you back though. Oh, you went on YouTube. Got it. Copy that. Them damn DBs better come with it. They got to at the end of the day. So Quinn Ewers is going to sit back there in that pocket, in the clean pocket, and deliver the ball. It's going to be, to me, offensively, in regards to their passing game, it's going to look similar to LSU. Quarterback with a clean pocket, being able to dice up your defense. So hopefully T. Will can go back and look at some film from the past 2 weeks. Everybody said the other week, ever since Tennessee game, defense hasn't been the same. So I don't know if it's injuries. I did see an article about one of the young freshmen getting the opportunity to get some playing time at corner. So maybe they can move Hudson Clark back to safety or backup safety or whatever works for them. But hopefully they can figure it out as a staff to put these guys in position to win this particular week.
Yeah, Ewers had 333 yards, 5 touchdowns. So couple that with their running back had 16 rushes for 100 yards.
And the thing that's crazy, their running game isn't spectacular, to be honest with you. Like, you don't even know. I know their starting running back got hurt before the season started. So they were just trying to figure out who was going to be able to carry the load in regards to running the ball. So they went through a couple running backs to just try to give these guys opportunities to get their legs up under them. But they haven't had a consistent run game. It seems like, as Justin said, the DBs got to get it together on the back end. We got to get pressure. We got to get pressure, and that's going to be key to these guys being able to react on the back end in the secondary. Comment here, Facebook user says, I think the others have figured out the D. The same thing happened last year at the halfway point. The D went downhill. Absolutely right. Landon Jackson got to show up.
Feel like we say that week after week, and he'll show up at like a spot in the game or a cup, but it's not consistent throughout the whole game.
It'll be third quarter, it'll be second down and 11, and all of a sudden he'll get a pressure. It's like, oh, Landon Jackson, like, dude, we need you in the first half to get some sacks. So when they got a scheme against you, that's what we need. So I don't know. Hopefully they can do what they need to do. I think this is going to be different for me this week as I look at it. I don't think we can go into this game defensively with the same scheme. I think they try to do more three rushing and put another guy in the secondary just to try to give Quinn Ewers some, what you call that, some finesse, some disguise. I think they may also go to a situation where they may have straight pass rushes on the line because I feel like our linebackers can step up and make the tackles on the running backs. But we got to get pressure on Quinn Ewers. We got to flush him out of the pocket so he feels uncomfortable and try to make him to where he feels uneasy to make some mistakes. Jay Johnson on YouTube, Texas caused some turnovers early versus Florida, and they put them in prime scoring position as well. Also, it's not just Landon. Everybody has to show up, every player, every coach, and the fans.
The fans, I agree with part that too. You know, that's, I agree with that too. And the thing that they can't allow to happen is like what happened with Ole Miss, that you're getting blown out and fans start leaving. Mm-hmm. I mean, at halftime, if you're down 28, you might as well kiss it goodbye.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's one of those things, just even if you're going to lose, like, just make the game competitive. Don't just lay down. Mm-hmm. You know, if I still had that Hudson Clark clip handy, I would say don't do this, but I don't. So I'm not going to show it.
Gotcha. That was interesting. The Bama LSU game, even when we clearly seen that Bama had went up like 35 to whatever the score was, it still was fans in the crowd. Now, some did leave. It was a pack house, but some did leave. But it was a majority of the fans that were still in the stands. So I definitely understand that comment. Brad says, do we set an attendance record this weekend, next weekend?
No.
Damn. That was easy.
What if we won?
Attendance record?
or been close.
Is it still the USC game from way back when?
Can't be. It's been suspended since then.
Yeah, it's got to be. I thought the Texas game was the Texas game. I thought this is what it was.
I was thinking that would be it.
The USC like game? That. You mean the USC game? Well,
technically, if you want to get technical, the attendance record in the stadium was for Garth Brooks. They had 82,000. But then outside of that was 2010 versus Alabama.
Gotcha.
76,808.
Greg McElroy game.
Gotcha.
What?
Yep. Brad said, and that's my point in asking about the attendance record. Yeah, definitely got to make sure that if it's not what you want it to be, that you got to at least stand in there with the players. Like I said, the players and the coaches work really hard to give us a show. And of course, if it's not to our liking, it's easy to just say, I'm leaving. But just remember this, if you think you're going to leave, just go to the concession stand and get some apples and just sit tight because they got apples at the concession stand.
Hey, you know what? So. Nobody's told us where they came from, so that's what we're going with.
There you go.
Until you tell us otherwise.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can put the layout, the layover thing on the screen. By the way, how does Mel Kiper rank players? 0-4-2-5-3-5-3. Who knows? We know at one point.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Landon Jackson was the number one guy. And at this point, if you're asking me, and I'm sure this man has got his degree at this point, probably on his second degree. Should have went to the league and got your money. I'm just saying, you did what you need to do. We all seen that video when you were in high school slapping that bag.
It's my
came a long
video.
Way, sir. Yeah, came a long way, sir. Yeah, so like I said, who go ahead.
This game is really going to determine how much he makes in the NFL, really. This is his last high-profile game opportunity, and if we make a bowl game, he's probably one of those that you could see sit out. I'm not speaking for him, but you never know the way things go nowadays. I think as far as key to the game, though, the defense is going to have to put up one of those games and be the heartbeat of the team. They're going to have to stand strong, bend but don't break, and try to keep the offense in the game to hopefully get 21 points or so to make it a ball game. Because otherwise, it's going to not be pretty, and that's the last thing we want in that stadium is another ugly loss.
Now, I don't want them to bend but don't break. I don't want them to bend. I want them to stand tall. I want them to stop them on long distance downs, and I want them to be confident in their play and what they've been taught during the week in practice. Because we're so used to the bend but don't break, but that's the same thing as being mediocre when it comes to, oh, we just get 6 wins and win a bowl game. No, I expect these guys to stand up and go strong. So, like I said, I feel like everybody was all about we need to hire T. Will as the head coach. Then a couple games happened where the defense played some lackluster ball. Now, all of a sudden, it's get rid of them. So, we've seen what they can do, and I just wanted to see them get back to that on both sides of the ball and make them do what it do. Justin says, bring in my FSU fan headset with a custom play sheet.
Why not a Waffle House menu? You're going IHOP menu.
Ain't no telling. All right, you guys got anything on the Texas preview before we move forward?
It's going to be one of those that I don't have high hopes. Just don't get blown out.
Gotcha. I don't want to see second stringers on the field.
Gotcha. I'll tell you who I do want to see. Malachi Singleton. If we're in the game, we're not in the game. I need to see Malachi Singleton. I need a package. You have to think about this. No matter how the season ends, it's still guys on that roster that you want to be on your team for next year. So if it comes to opportunity where, hey, we're still in the hang of it. We're still in the mix of it as far as the score is concerned. Create a package to where your backup quarterback comes in there and uses legs or uses arm and can be productive in that. Rotate your running backs. Make sure you get your receivers involved, and not only the receivers, the tight end. And I said tight end, not tight ends, because it seemed like we only got one left on the roster. We got two. Anybody seen Shamar Easter this week?
No.
I just want to bring it up.
It's a bye week.
Yeah. That man seen him on campus. Landon Jackson was down at his high school watching his brother play.
It's a homecoming. Yep.
He was a whole celebrity down there, apparently.
Kind of a joke for the Pine Bluff homecoming.
Who did Pine Bluff play?
No, it was just when the talk of Courtney Crutchfield being at Pine Bluff when Mizzou had a game.
Yeah, I don't need you to forget those names because when it comes time for transfer portal, we're going to be looking for those type of guys. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to see the D not get after the QB and get smoked in the secondary. Absolutely, Shannon. I definitely agree with that. I think we all want to see that. We want these guys to stand up, put some pressure on the quarterback, make it hard for him. Like I said, we just don't want to lay down. Go ahead.
Got him. No. I'd rather us die by blitzing a lot than standing back, playing coverage, not getting any pressure on the quarterback. I'd rather us blitz 5-6 players every play and just fall on that sword than anything.
Gotcha. Is this a nail in the coffin loss if we get blown out for Sam Pittman? Great question, Justin. Guys?
Well, I mean, there's some articles that came out within this last week that was kind of, I guess, leaning toward or just saying that he was not on the hot seat. And I think a lot of that came out with Florida announcing, like, Billy Napier staying. Their AD came out and said it. I look at it like this. You're still in a situation, I think, win or lose, blowout loss or not, that it's just a matter of how the exit happens. I don't see it going further than this year, no matter what happens. That's just my opinion. I think he retires at the end of the year. It's just, do you retire on a high note or do you not?
I think that can be respected by all. But we know how this works. We've seen it time and time again to where if we do decide to move on from a current head coach, it's the whole deliberation process of who's next and how long do we wait till we name somebody. Now, with the 12-team playoff in place this year, it's going to look a lot different towards the end of the season in regards to ADs and teams making decisions to move on from their head coach. Mm-hmm. Because the time frame in which you have between 12-team playoff, you got bowl game, you got signing day, you got to have somebody in place already to put in position so they can get out on the recruiting trail and try to keep the guys who are already committed, as well as put in some guys from their previous institution or some guys that they have on their radar.
Well, they're still going to do signing days. The reason I ask is because there's no more letters of intent.
Right. So they haven't came out with anything after they came out with that information about not doing NLI. So I don't know what's next about that. I do know.
I guess you could still like do the same thing. It's still kind of a ceremonious thing for teams to do. So I guess you could still.
I guess it could be your financial aid agreement.
Yeah, I mean, you're signing a scholarship financial aid agreement instead of a letter of intent. So, but you know what that means too is these players can start collecting NIL money when that is signed.
So it's all about the money is what you just said to me.
Yep.
Gotcha. Brad said the Texans are putting it on Detroit going in the half. Who did I take? I think I had Amos Saint-Ra. I think I had him for a touchdown in that game.
What do I got in that game? Because you know I went.
We all got the Lions.
Well, I just did the pick six. I've got Montgomery less than 58, Stroud throwing a pick, Joe Mixon more than 75, Tank Dell less than 64, Goff two touchdowns, and I went ahead and threw a kicker on, which I never do. But I put Jake Bates to get 7.5 points.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're talking sports betting over here, man. Justin, as long as we don't Miami the hire, LLDS, Cristobal. Cristobal's been doing pretty well in Miami. I can't be mad at that. But I guess you're saying the transition between DS and Cristobal. Gotcha. I can dig it.
Don't hire Mike Norvell. Even though that wouldn't happen anyway.
We had a conversation about who could potentially, if Coach Pittman does decide to walk away, ride off in the sunset. We don't know what that looks like. I'll tell you one thing I do know. It's never the first guy you hear about. That's consistent. That's undefeated at this point. So, we're going to hire such and such. Yeah, it never happens that way. We've seen it happen in basketball, same thing. Oh, we're going to get Oh, we not? Oh, we ended up with this guy who we like, but it is what it is. Jay had a comment. Thanks for the update, Brad. I need them to take the L. Hey, man, the Vikings, Jay, the Vikings let us down the other week, brother. Mm-hmm. The Vikings let us down the other week. We all took your Vikings, sir, and they laid the egg.
You know who didn't let me down?
Who is that?
Oh, hold up. Just so everybody knows, it's hate week between us right here.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are half game up in the AFC North with your 1-point win over the Commanders.
Because we run the North. A win is a win. A win is a win.
Keep telling yourself that.
Yeah.
Lamar's going for a three-peat. Or not three-peat. He's going for his third time, three-time MVP.
Yeah, that's cute. That's cute. Yeah. Y'all still, if y'all make, y'all will make the playoffs. Y'all just still gonna lose to the Chiefs. So,
I mean, you might make the wild card. So,
they still got.
But the you have Mr. Unlimited, so y'all are good.
I'm gonna tell you something. Russell did his thing. Now he messed up a parlay today and didn't get over 200 yards passing. Ended with 199. Who does that?
I'm just saying. Last season, Lamar Jackson had 24 touchdowns the whole season. He's at 24 after 10 games.
I don't know it was an individual sport, but that's pretty good for a guy. Yeah.
That's a running back.
Yeah, it's pretty good for a running back, so I'm not mad at that. I got a sling of terrible time, which deep. That's what's happening. Here we go, Steelers. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Are we ready to move into basketball?
We are. So let's get straight into it. We have, yeah.
What?
Grabbed it. Yeah.
Reach out and grab it.
There you go. Reach out and touch someone. Broncos lost to the Chiefs today to a blocked field goal attempt. I don't know how the Chiefs keep winning. I have no idea how they keep
referees.
Winning.
Mahomes.
And Mahomes won't be the MVP this year. Still.
I mean, you can't tell
Super
me.
Super Bowl MVP is all that matters.
This is true. Look, talking from a guy exactly. He don't even have a damn team.
Come on. You know I know him though, so at least I got that. Right,
you know, at least you're not hopping teams like one of the admins in our groups and went from Steelers to Chiefs.
Who did that?
Mr. Clark. But I said this after game one that the Chiefs now, which rightfully so, back-to-back Super Bowl champs, whatever, you're now getting the New England Patriot treatment.
Yep.
When it comes to referees, when it comes to schedule, prime time, like you're getting the whole package now. The NFL always needs a team that's the darling child, and then a few years in, everybody's going to get tired of it being force-fed to you. So,
you mean like the Cowboys?
Yeah, but their fans bring that upon themselves.
Yeah. Told my friend, last time y'all were relevant, I watched y'all on VHS.
I mean.
Yeah. It was what it was. Going into basketball. So, watch some of this game against Baylor. Looked like we were just trying to figure things out again on the court. This is going to be a situation where, and I don't want to judge these guys too early because we got a lot of work to do. Of course, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. I like the fact that Boogie Cousins late in the game took that deep three. I like that. But what's my guy name? Thero,
yeah.
Adu,
yeah. Thero. He can jump out the gym.
Oh, man, that dude's serious. He hang on the rim. He can create his own shot.
I'm waiting for the technical for that.
Yeah.
You know it's going to come at SEC play.
He doing a lot of dangling on the rim, man. I seen it. I'm like, nobody's up under you, sir, so you should get off the rim. Side note before I continue, Big Z, you starting to look like my guy.
Vanover.
Vancouver. Yeah. Look like stick, man. Well, hey, man, you better get out there and get some damn rebounds.
Another season, another Arkansas team that we're looking at it saying we've got to get big men. And the crazy thing is Norchad's only, what, 6'8", 6'9"?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he plays like he's 7'1".
Right.
So.
Charles Barkley effect.
But at the same time, we still out-rebounded him offensively and defensively.
Yeah. It was just making the most of those opportunities when you got those rebounds. Hart, what you about to say about it?
Well, I mean, basically, we used to make fun of Calipari because when he recruited all the freshmen, he would say, oh, they got a gel, you know, they're young. That was his built-in excuse. Well, nowadays, that's every team's excuse because you have nothing but transfers and freshmen on your team and nobody knows each other. Mm-hmm. So it's obvious there is some gelling going on, players getting used to each other, filling out their roles in the team while their roles are actually kind of being defined. I feel like we definitely need to make more threes, but I feel like some of our threes, I don't like the decisions we make when we make them, as in Boogie, yeah, he made the three at the end of the game, but I felt like it reminded me of Rashad Madden with the Qualls put back dunk, where he's just standing there dribbling, and then just chunks a three, where instead of attacking, getting some motion, breaking down the defense, I don't really like that type of, you know, of offense, but he made a shot. We'll get there, and we do need some inside presence, which is related to the Hog news, but help is on the way.
Help is on the way. Jay said, Big Z got to get more physical. He has to be more physical. But I think that's part of the game, Jay. If you think about NBA basketball and you see a lot of foreign players, they play on the perimeter. And that's the style mm-hmm. of play that it's gone to. It's gone away from the Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaquille O'Neal's of the day. Even Kevin Garnett was one of those guys who was athletic big, who could play in the paint, be in the post, back his back down to you, but he could also step outside and perimeter and shoot a couple of threes. But now, even, what's his name? Cat, Big Cat?
Carl.
Yeah. Yeah, his ass is going to stand on perimeter and shoot threes. I'm like, dude, if you don't get your big old self in the paint and get some rebounds and putbacks, I don't know what to tell you. Even, what's my guy's name for Philly?
Embiid. Yeah.
Same thing. It's just like that's the style of play that these guys watch. You got to understand, just like in college, those guys watch NFL guys, football side mm-hmm. and basketball. So they emulate what they see. So when you seen Allen Iverson, no, not Allen Iverson, when you seen James Harden a couple of years ago, where he just dribble, and he just shooting. That's what these guys went to. And the game has definitely transitioned mm-hmm. to that style of play. But we got to get a situation to where we have some guys in the paint on the elbow who can get those loose rebounds, get physical, as Jay said, and go back up and get the foul in the and one. So we're definitely going to need that.
Well, I mean, another year, again, like I've said too, another Arkansas team that can't handle a zone completely threw him off. Even with Boogie, he wasn't able to get any real mid-range jumpers. It was mm-hmm. driving or, you know, and going to him, like with that three-pointer you were talking about, the only thing that I didn't have an issue with is the fact that we only hit four threes all game, and he hit three of them. He was three for five from three. So in that situation, I was cool with it. Which you're not confident in anybody as a three-point shooter on this team. I don't even think they are. But you don't see any attacking the paint and then kickouts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's we're shooting contested threes or logo threes or whatever else. And you know, talking about like today's NBA game and college and even kids younger, you know, I think that it's a developmental issue early on. The talent all around is better, but the basketball IQ is way down.
Correct.
Across all levels.
Yeah. They talked about, I seen a segment on the podcast somewhere where they talked about AAU is killing the mm-hmm. basketball game.
There's
right?
no practice.
And this is, I was just going to say that. So they have more games than they have practices. And that's the problem. You don't have that time or you don't create that time to develop these players, let them, allow them to make mistakes in practice, correct it, and then watch them perform at a high level per the constructive criticism that they're getting. So I definitely understand that, but that all comes down to seems like money once again in regards to the more games we have, the more we can charge somebody for cheese and chips and say it's nachos. I don't know. So it's one of those situations. I don't know if you've been to these AAU games. I was like, is that the damn canned cheese with some chips and you call them nachos?
That's been high school sports for years. That's your nachos.
Yeah, so I don't know how I go in Fort Smith and it goes in Pine Bluff, but you got to put some ground beef in the cheese.
Y'all are bougie over there. You don't get that here.
That's bougie?
I have never been to a junior high school, church league baseball, whatever sporting event that you have the choice or it's just already in there. It's you get canned nacho cheese and the big value bag of round tortilla chips.
Hey, you lucky if you get some jalapenos on the side.
I was about to say it's bougie if you get jalapenos.
Right. I'm just saying, like, at the house, though. At the house, that's real nachos. So, I'm like, cheese and chips. I'd rather you call it cheese and chips, like we had Taco Bell.
I mean, we're not talking about Rotel, you know?
Oh, okay. You know about that Rotel. All right.
Add ground sausage to that.
Okay. Well, I got that sauce. Well, you might be invited to the cookout, my boy. All right. So Justin says, hell yeah, I posted yesterday about the IQ is not there for the team. Yeah, it's going to take some time. And as I'm also talking about the concession stand and about the cheese and chips, Brad said, and apples.
I think you'd be more likely to find fruit at a AAU game than you would.
Yeah,
I know there's one gym over in like Norman, I think, that hell, they even have an area that's got a bar in one of their travel gyms for like volleyball and AAU tournaments.
Gotcha. If they got drinks, I'm there for the whole gamut. I want to see all the damn games. I'll be the main one in the crowd. Yeah. I'm like, is that your dog? That's your daughter? That's your son? I don't even know who the fuck they are. I'm just, it's the drinks. It's the drinks. They got me. Facebook user, got to get in the gym and work on this shot on their own time. That way it's always, the way it's always been. Devo Davis was one of those guys who was notorious for being
in
the gym
till 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of those things that even in like back at whenever I was at Northside, I'm sure the school systems don't want to hear this, but I didn't. So basketball was seventh period and I didn't have to go to sixth period. So basically it was, here's your homework. And I just got a hall pass and went to practice early. So I spent an hour before practice just shooting, whether it was free throws, jump shots, run through, whatever. And, you know, you stay afterwards and you shoot. So it's, then you're going home and you're shooting. Yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things that, but the practice element is just not there anymore. They're relying solely on their talent. And I've even seen it with, you know, Northside last season. The new coach who, yes, I'm petty AF about, who left, he wasn't teaching his players. They were having to rely on help. The point guard bringing the ball up the court, he taught them to like look over at me for the play or what set you're going to run. You're going to have the defenders picking the ball off from you every single time down the court. You're not teaching your players to think for themselves.
Right.
They're relying on you to tell them what to do. You can't do that. These guys don't know how to move. They don't know where to go. I mean, just put in a simple motion offense so that you're not just standing still. But these guys, I think, I mean, like I said, they're still gelling. They're still this. Cal even said that they're focusing on defense. The offense will have to gel and come. It's not here yet. That's what she said. But
you got yourself. I like that. I like that. Yeah.
But sorry.
We are such boys. We just are boys.
I'm childish. but it's one of those things, you know, listening to the announcers in the Baylor game, Cal's got to get back to like Memphis, UMass, Kentucky when they won the title. These were all defensive minded teams that created offense. Yeah. And I think that's what Cal wanted to establish with getting here, because he's been preaching defense since he got here.
Yeah.
Is defense creating offense. And they even said, you know, those last 4 or 5 years at Kentucky, defense wasn't there. And so I think he's trying to get back to that, which is what we were all talking about, like this whole revitalization with him. I think that's what we're going to get. It's just a matter of when is it going to get here.
Right. Definitely want to get to that. I do like our team so far. It doesn't seem like they are only out for themselves. I thought last year's team was very selfish. Yeah, very selfish, very young.
Well, last year's team, too, you know, they had a coach that was already checked out. So it was one of those and that do what you want.
He's a good coach, but he's not a good leader of men. And, you know.
I was more shocked. We went – it took two games for somebody to get a technical.
Wait,
I wonder how many – I need – huh? Oh, wait till SEC. Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm actually now curious because, you know, Musk doesn't live rent-free in my head like Cal lives rent-free in BBN's head. But I wonder if Musk has any technicals yet this season.
Look, side note before we continue to close out basketball and move into Hog News. I do. It was interesting seeing Coach Cal in that blazer. Mm-hmm. The blazer with no tie, that's his swag. And he had his whole staff in variations of gray. I was like, okay, I see the style choice here. I like what you did there. Not mad at it at all.
Ronnie Brewer in a suit.
Yeah, Ronnie Brewer getting that gray. I'm like, he's a grown man up out there. Anything before we close out on basketball? And what is the next opponent?
We play Troy on Wednesday, streaming on the ESPN app. They don't play over the weekend, and then they play the following or week from tomorrow against Pacific. They've got a 4-game home stretch, and then they'll go to Kansas City to play Illinois over Thanksgiving.
Gotcha.
So, and then when they come back, they'll a couple games with Bud Walton, go to Miami, play them, game or two with Bud Walton, go up to New York City to play Michigan.
Gotcha.
So I think one thing we're seeing with this schedule versus previous, you know, before it was we had so many home games until whatever tournament that we had in November, December, whenever they were, Maui, Atlantis, all that. Mm-hmm. I think we're seeing now with Cal, we're going to play in other environments, whereas really before we waited until SEC play to really play outside of Fayetteville. For yeah. Little Rock for one game, which can benefit us because when you go into SEC play, you're already going to be kind of used to hostile environments. Correct. Versus it just hitting you in the face when you're at your first road game to Tennessee or wherever it is.
Makes sense. Oh, Arbor. Anything you got hard on basketball?
Nope. I'm good.
Okay. Go ahead.
About that time.
Yes, sir.
It's on.
Well, I learned today that John Calipari and John Tyson are basically best friends. So, with that being said, I've heard that there has been a $7 million-ish figure thrown out towards Calipari.
Excuse me, sir. Before you go into that, I seen a comment this week, and it said something along the lines of, what happened to the cryptic posts in the group? Mm-hmm. And then Adam replied, well, more people want to see it in a video context. So we put it at Hog News on Hog HQ Live towards the end of the show. And I don't recall the viewer's name. But he has something very negative to say in regard, and it's interesting that he's still here. I just wanted to call you out, sir.
Oh, his name's Steve.
Oh, motherfucker Steve.
Another Steve.
Another Steve. That's a hater ass name, Steve.
Where's that
if you
clean?
Look at if you look at the very beginning of the show, there's a small segment is dedicated to you. Says, no matter if you don't like what I do, you're still watching. You're still a fan. That will be you, sir. But I digress. You got the floor, sir.
All right. For the Hog News today, it's all basketball related. As far as the good news I referred to earlier, that would be that Adu, Jonas Adu, should be back 100% within the next 2 to 3 weeks. I'm seeing that being the further end of the time frame rather than the sooner. And then for recruiting, there is a big announcement coming tomorrow for Malik Thomas, the five-star. And from all indications I have received, Malik Thomas will choose the Razorbacks. So that would be a good pairing with him and Acuff starting for the 2025 class for Calipari.
Now, Malik is the number one shooting guard, a combo guard?
Number two.
Gotcha.
Still top 10 in the country overall.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And Acuff, of course, is number one.
Do you want to create a pipeline to certain areas, certain schools over time, and Elite is one of them?
Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely. You know, it's kind of like we started hoping or kind of trending towards Duncanville with Muss, and then it's kind of switched gears a little bit. But at the same time, I mean, Overtime Elite, Cal's going to go get the top players in the country, regardless of where they're from. But if you can have that pipeline, these guys that have been teammates before, because we're even seeing it on this team now, you know, with DJ Wagner and who else, Thero, and I think Carter Knox, all playing on the, like, under-17 Team USA together. So these guys know each other. They want to go play basketball with each other. So I watched myself there.
I was waiting. That man is strategic. He's good. Guys, as we go ahead and wrap this show up for the evening, any final thoughts going into the Texas week in regards to football or in regards to basketball, having a couple quote-unquote cupcake games to be able to gel and get closer as a unit? Any comments on those?
Don't make it ugly for the football game. Keep it competitive. And, I mean, we don't really like to have moral victories, but I believe that would be one if it's a competitive game. They bounce back from the Ole Miss game. As far as basketball, just keep fighting, get in the gym, shoot your shots, work on the defense, and everything will come together.
Shannon, great comment. Peace on Texas. All right, Adam, you got anything?
I'm sorry, what? Let's see. Yeah, just don't get blown out against Texas this weekend. Don't give the fans any reason to leave early. You know, stay in it, stay competitive. We all hate Texas, obviously. I don't think anybody but Sark on the Texas side and then a fan base will probably have any recollection of the 2021 game. When it was 2021. So, you know, it's one of those that it's a whole new ball field for Texas. Texas has done a lot since we played them last. So just don't get embarrassed, please. That's all I ask. Don't make us want to turn off the game at halftime.
Gotcha.
And then basketball wise, I mean, it's going to take time. It's one of those things that there are teams out there that are new and have gelled quicker or look like they're playing better or whatever. Everybody's going to be different. It's all a matter of how you progress throughout the season. We know the SEC schedule is going to be brutal. I mean, they're looking at 11-ish teams being tournament teams. So it's going to be a dogfight once we get there. I look at playing these teams that we are playing early on. You know, we're getting teams that from mid-majors that are tournament teams in their own respect going to win their Lipscomb's one of them, picked to win their conference in the A-Sun this year. You know, playing Oakland to wrap up non-conference. You know, they beat Kentucky in the tournament this last year. So Cal can try to get his redemption there. We're playing ranked teams. We're going on the road. We're traveling. It'll come. Just trust the process, if you will. I think it's not as long of a process to trust as other sports.
Gotcha. I pretty much echo what you guys say in regards to basketball and football, but I do want to say something before we get off here tonight. Coach Neighbors, Women's basketball. I hashtagged you all last year, sir. I said, one more year. This is it. It's the end of the road. If you don't do what you got to do, you're through. You're through, and we're done with you. So hopefully the ladies can have a great season. I love the team that he puts together. It's just, and he assembles good talent. It's just the fact that he doesn't cater to their style of play and let these ladies play the style of ball that they need to be successful. It's almost like putting a circle in a square peg. But it's like you have to cater to the style of play from these ladies that you have. I'm starting to look at this team. I don't love them just yet, but I'm sure they'll get it together as I watch more. But I just hope that the ladies basketball team comes together and they have a great season. Otherwise, Coach Neighbors, you think we're done. Mm-hmm.
Still has two more years on that contract.
Look, if one coach is willing to ride off in the sunset, we got some money to fire the other one. Get his ass up out of there. Trash. Other than that, man, look, it's Veterans Day tomorrow. Per the sentiments in the comments earlier, thank the veterans for all their support, for all they've done to protect our freedoms. We definitely are thankful for that. You guys enjoy your day, for all that you've done for every single one of us. Other than that, I don't think we have much to close out tonight. We thank you guys for supporting us and being a part of the show every single week. Once again, the comments and you tuning in and sharing these content is what makes it absolutely imperative and live. So we definitely thank you guys for being so supportive for what we bring to the table on Sundays. With that being said, we are out of here. Peace.